Good morning. My guest this morning is Bill Myers. He is a voluntary hike leader and event coordinator for Sugarloaf Ridge State Park in Kenwood. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Roland, and thank you very much.
And now the question is, on my lips and on everyone else's, what is Funky Fridays?
That's a great way to start. The Funky Fridays live music series began in 2013 as a fundraiser to save Sugarloaf Ridge State Park. The park had been closed due to budget cuts, budget problems, and was reopened by a group of nonprofits known collectively as Team Sugarloaf. Now we're beginning our third season, this May 22nd, and Funky Fridays has become the premier outdoor concert venue in Sonoma County, at least in my unbiased opinion. Well, maybe somewhat biased opinion.
It's quite an impressive list of people that you're going to be presenting there all the way through Labor Day.
Thank you very much. And not only are the bands awesome, but the sun setting on the Craigie Palisades behind the stage is quite a unique backdrop.
Yes, right.
To answer the question a little bit more, the series is held at the park in Kenwood, which is in the middle of Sonoma Valley, every Friday evening from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m.
How do people find out more about it? Do you publish a program or a schedule?
Absolutely. In fact, hopefully very soon it'll be posted to KRCB's local events calendar. But for now, you can always go to www.funkyfridays.info for complete details about getting to the park, about the food and beverages that are available, and the complete summer lineup. We've got some great, well-known musicians. We only have a 16-week schedule, and 45 bands came to us wanting to play this summer based on our success the last two summers. But there's the complete lineups at the website.
How do you happen to find yourself in the concert booking business? Was that sort of a surprise?
Quite a surprise. Second career. Lynn and I sold our business and retired almost 3 years ago. And we had put on events back east in the electric utility industry. So this was a natural. But what prompted us, of course, was the closure of Sugarloaf Ridge State Park, which is right in our backyard. In fact, I can hike into the park from my house. And we desperately needed to get a fundraiser to get the park open again. And so that's how I launched into this career. But the beauty of it and the joy of it has been getting to know all the local musicians. Great group of people.
How secure is the state park now? Is it more protected than it was? Is it still a fight to keep it open?
We're in good shape now. We're 3 years into Team Sugarloaf operating the park. And we broke even this year. We had lost a little bit of money last year, but we're even this year. The future is bright. We raised, just Funky Fridays alone, raised over $30,000 for the park last summer. In addition to that, I'm also a hike leader. Some people may know Bill and Dave Hikes. I'm the Bill half, and one of the fundraisers I do for that is two of them. One is Brunch on Bald. Every spring, we lead people up to the top of Bald Mountain in the park, and we give them all a very nice brunch, and that's a fundraiser. And also, for many years, I've been doing the 4th of July fireworks hike up to the top of Bald Mountain, where you can see about 25 different fireworks displays.
What brought you to Sonoma Valley and this whole new life?
Quite by accident. I mean, I was born and raised back east and worked for a variety of companies all over the United States. Started in San Francisco, moved up to Nevada, then Petaluma, and one day a realtor said to me, "Have you ever heard of Kenwood? I've got a lovely home that's available." Quite by accident, but I love the place.
But that's how wonderful that is to come and really find a quite literal home in one of the most beautiful spots, at least in California, and I think probably
anywhere.
Oh, no.
As far as I'm concerned, the whole world. I've traveled the United States and the world extensively on business for over 40 years, and I've lived in a lot of different places, and I intend to come out of my home in Kenwood feet first.
Excellent. That's great. Bill, thank you very much for coming in, and thank you very much for saving Sugarloaf State Park.
It was my pleasure. Thank you very much, Roland.
I can see it in your eyes that it definitely was your pleasure. Okay, to find out more about Sugarloaf State Park and its music schedule for the rest of the year, give them that email once again.
www.funkyfridays.info.
Great.
Or you can also contact me at funkyfridays@sonic.net or via phone at 833-6288. Thank you again, Roland.
And thank you, Bill. And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.